Respected P. Chakovachan and my dear beloved in Christ, greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is my great privilege to address you through the Word of God. And for today's reading and meditation, the scripture portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint Matthew, chapter 5, verses commencing from 13 through 16. You are very much familiar with this passage. And this passage has been taken from a Sermon on the Mount, which proclaimed by our Lord Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. We can see Sermon on Mount from Matthew chapter 5 through 7. So it is very famous, and so many inevitable ideas and ethical standards are there in the Sermon on the Mount. So today's message and the reflection has been taken from this particular passage. And our Mahatma Church decided a particular theme for today's reading and meditation. That is called to be the light. Called to be the light. So we are called community to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ where we are. So we called, or we have set apart community to proclaim his deeds and wondrous things. And also we are living in a pluralistic society. And we are living among so many pluralities, varieties of religions, varieties of people, and varieties of the diversities are there around us. So in the midst of all these diversities, we are living as a Christian. So we have so much responsibility to do, and we have responsibility to spread his gospel to the surroundings. Jesus Christ used two metaphors to denote this aspect, to denote the Christian witness in this world. He used two metaphors in this passage to denote or to address or to proclaim your Christian witness into this world. That is salt and light. So I would like to explore some features of salt and some features of light. So I request your kind attention regarding the same, and also regarding towards this sermon. First, Jesus Christ is saying that you are the salt on this earth. You know that salt is a compound, sodium chloride, NaCl. So it is a fusion of elements, and also it is a compound. It is a substance. Commonly, it is forming from the seawater under the heat of sun. So salt, a substance formed in the depth of sea and refined under the heat of the sun. And it offers a metaphor for the development of a strong witness. So just as a salt goes through a process to become pure and valuable, Christians undergo spiritual growth and refinement through their faith journey. The deep sea symbolizes the faith and understanding. You know, you have faith and understanding. And the heat of the sun symbolizes, and I would like to say, the challenges in our life. There are various trials and various problems, various types of diseases, and various kinds of the problems may have come in your life. So in the midst of these hot situations or the turmoil situations, you have to be transformed by yourselves as like a salt. When salt undergoes the heat of the sun, then it transforms into a salt. You know, as like various kinds of the challenges may come in our life. So in the midst of all these struggles and problems,
you have to reform yourselves. You have to mold yourselves. And you have to need some refinement. And you have to season your life in the midst of challenges. The second feature of salt is, in Jewish tradition, the people, they are using, or they are using salt for their sacrifices. They were used. So salt in Jewish tradition was connected with purity. So it used in their sacrifices, especially last days of the sacrifice, because it was very much important. So that's why they used salt for their sacrifices too. And also the white color of salt indicates its whiteness. So as Christian, we also hold some ethical standards in our life, some morality in our family as well as in the society. So we have a responsible person to proclaim God's news to the surroundings. So we must go hold our purity. In Jewish tradition, salt was used in connection with some purity, because they used salt for their sacrifices. That's why, as a Christian, Jesus Christ told to us, and he is telling to us, you are the salt of the earth. So you have the responsibility to maintain certain ethical standard and certain moral deeds and certain moral values in your home as well as in the society. And the third feature of salt is, commonly we are using salt as preservative, because it can prevent certain decaying. It can prevent certain food items from decaying. It can prevent certain food items from the action of bacteria or so many other disease-causing agents, microorganisms. So salt is commonest of all preservatives. So salt preserves certain food items from decaying. So as Christians, we must protect ourselves from the corruption of sin. As we are living into this world, there are so many sinful activities are there. So many powers of darkness are there. So in the midst of all these powers, we must keep ourselves. And we, as Christian, is to counteract against the evil powers. And we must resist the activities of the sin. And also we must show our ethical standard and morality in this world. You know that salt protects the food items from the decaying. And also you are very much aware of that. If parents have to protect their children from all the kinds of sin activities by their prayers. Moses' mother and Moses' sister, they prepared a papyrus basket to protect their son and brother from the sword of enemies. So as like they did, we have to do a prayer of basket to protect our generation from the evil powers of the world. So our salt, we must protect ourselves from the activities of the sin or from the evil powers. And Christian is to counteract against all evil powers. And you know that salt is added for flavor. When we put some salt into the food items, then it will transform the old food items. It will change the nature of food items. And it will give flavor to food items. So as Christians, God is giving opportunities to us to do certain activities in our families as well as in society. We must transform ourselves and do better activities in our surroundings and societies. As salt transforms the food items, we have the responsibility to transform the society wherever we are. That's another feature, added flavor. And we have the power to transform the world. And we have the power to transform the society. and we have power to mold our family and to reframe and reform our family. And Jesus Christ is not saying you can be a salt, or it would be good if you choose the quality of church, but he is saying that you are the salt of on the earth. You are the salt on the earth. That means you must do. You must do. You cannot deviate from this command. You have to do. You ought to do this responsibility wherever you are. So are you ready to add some flowers to your family life? Are you ready to add some flowers to your friendship circle? Are you ready to change in your society? Are you ready to change with your activities and wherever you are? You can do that, because Jesus Christ called you as you are the salt on the earth. The other feature is that when we put salt into the food items, after some time we cannot see it. It will disappear. When we put some salt into the food items, after some time when we check it, when we inspect it, we cannot see there. We cannot see the presence of salt there. But we can taste it. We can experience the quality of salt. You know, we are human beings. We will live for some years, and some moments, some minutes on this earth. We will disappear from this earth. We cannot live for a long time, for a long lifespan on this earth. We have only a limited time. So, in between this time, are you trying to be a salt in your family as well as in the society? The salt will disappear from the food items, but we can experience the presence of salt in that food items. When you will disappear on the earth, from the earth, can you able to, or would you like to be a witness of Jesus Christ? And the other people may check your presence. They should feel your presence in your family. They should feel your presence in the society. They should feel your presence in the church. They should feel your presence in the society. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Salt will disappear. We also will disappear for some years, after some years. But we have to leave certain good qualities on this earth. We have to leave certain good qualities, certain fragrance to our surroundings, to our families, so that we can reform our family and the societies. Jesus Christ is saying that you are the salt on the earth. The meaning of this metaphor is we can live locally, but we can influence globally. That is another aspect. We can live locally, but we can influence globally. That is the power of salt. It's very few. When we take the number of Christians in this world, we must be aware that Christians are very few. Especially in the context of India, we know that Christians are very few. They are not the majority of population. But a few Christians can change wherever they are. Few Christians can change a particular situation. A few Christians can transform wherever they are. Christians, they went to different part of the world and they proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they converted and they transformed and they changed the whole universe. The human race, they experienced the presence and the power of Jesus Christ through the words and deeds of the Christians. Are you ready to proclaim Jesus Christ's good deeds and words to your surroundings? Dear youths, are you ready to proclaim Jesus Christ's good deeds and words to your colleges? your schools, your society, to your family, then you can influence globally. If you are living as a local people, but remember that you can influence globally. Next, Jesus Christ used another metaphor. You are the light of the world. In our Marthoma church, we have a good thought is there, you know, in our emblem. What is that? Lighted to lighten. Lighted to lighten. We enlighten community to lighten others. We have the responsibility to lighten others. We receive the light from our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the true light, you know. Gospel according to St. John 1st chapter. When you read first verses, you can understand that. True light was coming to the world to illumine all humankind. So we receive the light from Jesus Christ. We cannot be lightened by ourselves. We need a source. We need a source. Because we get light from this bulb. There is a source of light. And we get light from sun. Sun is a source of light. That's why as humankind we receive light from the true light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ kept light in us. We have the responsibility to keep this light wherever we are. Through our words, through our deeds, and through our thoughts. That's the meaning of that sentence. We are enlightened community. We are enlightened people to lighten others. And you are proclaiming that. I'm a saved man. I'm being saved by the Jesus Christ blood. So I can illumine his deeds and words before you. You are proclaiming that. You are lightened people. Because you are partaking in the Holy Communion. You are meditating the word of God. You are praying to the God. And you are doing family prayer. You are participating each and every worships. Then you are silently proclaiming that I am a witness of Jesus Christ. And I am a worthy person and I am an eligible person to proclaim his deeds. Enlighten community to lighten others. Light has an important feature, you know. It can conquer darkness. It can remove darkness. Darkness indicates power of sin. Darkness indicates the evil activities. Darkness indicates the evil powers of Satan. But as a light, you can remove the power of darkness. That's why Jesus Christ is saying that you are the light of the world. Wherever you are, there's no place of sin. Sin has no place there. Because you can transform that particular circumstances by your presence, by your words, by your deeds. Light conquers darkness. Jesus Christ told about us, you are the light of the world. It means that we can have the power or victory over sin, evil activities of the world. Always the human being, they are trying to be the star in the sky. Everybody wants to be star. I want to be hero. I want to be star. But my opinion that if you can't be a star in the world, be a lamb at your home. Be a lamb. Repeat after me. Be a lamb at your home. If you can't be a star in the sky, be a lamb at your home by small, little words, deeds, small, small activities. Everybody wants good things. You want good things, am I correct? You want good things. But most of the people, they are searching good by avoiding God. English word good, but if you avoid God from that, we will get? What is that? If you are searching good by avoiding the Almighty God and His presence, you will be a Zero. Without Jesus, without Almighty God, you can shine. You can't shine. You will be a zero. Most of the people, they are searching good things. I want good comment from my teacher. I want high grade, most high grade. I want good positions. But they are searching good by avoiding God. Then you will become zero. If along with God you can do, and you can illumine, and you can be a witness on this earth. John the Baptist, he came to this world to witness about that light. He told that, I am not a light. But I came here to witnessing about light. What was the light? The true light. That was Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another feature of light is, light always travels through the straight line. Reuben, have you remembered this thought? During the time of our graduation ceremony, I shared this thought. Light always travels through? Please. Straight line. Light always travels through straight line. As Christian, we must hold certain ethical standard and morality in our life. And we should be an upright person. And we should keep some good things in our life until our death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ saying that you are the light of the world. So speak according to what you are and act according to what you are. And live according to what you are. And also as a Christian, you should always aware about that you are the follower of Jesus Christ. The another feature of light is that light colors everything. We can see objects by the presence of light. Otherwise, we can't see the objects in its colors. You know that in rainbow has 7 colors, violet, indigo, blue, green, and yellow, orange, red. That is a phenomenon of light. If there is no light, we cannot see objects. And you are wearing different kinds of cloth and you are enjoying its color. We need pink sari and a green sari, green salwar, churidar, pant, shirt. Different colors you are saying. Why you are saying and you are seeking for different colors? Because there is light. Light helps you to see different objects in different colors. You have the responsibility to color others' dreams. Especially your parents have a lot of dreams regarding you. That's why they are nurturing you. So you have the responsibility to color the dreams of your parents. There are so many colorless people, those who lost their colors in their life. When I served in Andhra Pradesh, I got opportunity to address such a kind of people. They have no colors in life. They lost something where they are. And some of the students, they have no facility to learn and study. And they are very much struggling in their life situations. Are you ready to help and support others? Your children got opportunity to study very well and to acquire and to achieve their goal. When you are achieving your goal or when you are satisfying your need, are you aware about the color, the people who lost their dreams? You called to be the witness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ saying that you are the light of the world. Dearly beloved in Christ, Jesus Christ told to us, not you can be light, not you can be salt. But he's saying that you are the salt on the earth and you are the light of the world. Two metaphors, the features of salt and the features of light will teach you so many lessons. Remember that. Our Jesus Christ is the true light. Our true light is coming to the world to illumine all human race and mankind. Are you ready to walk in the shadow of Jesus Christ? When I submit myself in that shadow, He utilizes me for His tremendous work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you are ready to dedicate yourselves before Jesus Christ, He can mold your life. He can transform your life. By using you and your talents and your possibilities, He will change the circumstances and society wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So after this meditation, you have to say, I am the light who receive radiance from my Lord Jesus Christ. I am the salt on this earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I request Sneha Abraham to lead us in prayer. Thank you.